Power is the capacity or ability to direct or influence the behavior of others or the course of events. Power relates to leadership in two different ways. First, there is the kind of power that is correlated with an authoritative position in an organization's social order, such as the CEO, department head, VP, or unit director. Carrying such positions grants some power to control rewards, penalizing or punishments, working conditions, and other things that may have an impact on employees. This is called role power or positional power. When leadership and power are talked about amongst people, this is generally what they mean. The second form of power does not come from having a role or formal position. Both informal and formal leaders can have and be able to use it. This form of power is known as influential or informal power because it is formed on the potential to control rewards, punishment, and the work environment. Informal power is the reaction of peers, ordinary members, and other managers' decision to follow because of the trust and loyalty the leader has created. Either way, leadership is all about power. An effective leader benefits from both forms of power instead of just relying on one. There are five different sources of power. Legitimate power is based on someone's holding a formal position. Subordinates follow because they accept the legitimacy of the position of the person holding the power. Reward power is formed from a person's access to rewards. Subordinates obey because they want the rewards the person of power has to offer. Coercive power is built off of a person's ability to discipline. Others obey because they fear punishment. Expert power is based on a person's expertise, capabilities, and information in a particular area. Subordinates comply because they trust the person of power's knowledge and competence. Referent power is based on a person's friendship and attractiveness with others. Others obey because they like and respect the person of power. The power of influence takes place in personal, positional, and relational power sources. When plans for influencing outcomes are made use of, power and influence are characteristics that we come across extremely early in life. For a broad number of people, their mothers and fathers turn out to have the greatest influence on them. But if you think about it, our mothers and fathers are surely not very powerful. Now, are they? This means that power and influence are two independent entities. Influence can be defined as having the potential to generate a strong effect on the attitudes and the actions of an individual. Influence gives rise to respect. Influence carries such a spell that people under the influence continue to work in a necessary fashion even when the influential person is not around, unlike power. The authority to get something done through an individual is defined as power. Power usually brings forth fear. Power and influence both can be used to attain a certain goal, such as the accomplishment of an assignment or job. Yet power is frequently linked to fear, and there is a proneness for the task to be done poorly, especially when the person of power is absent. When it comes to determining how relationships between leaders and staff affect influence and power, you have to think about how power can be used. When power is used negatively, it can cause conflict. And when used positively, it can solve conflict and even prevent it. My references are www.apa.org/science/about/PSA. And www.differencebetween.com/difference/between/influence/and-versus-power. www.thoumedia.com/power/influence/leadership. And www.leadertoday.org, www.mindtools.com, in Nahavindi, 2015, The Art and Science of Leadership, 7th edition, Upper Saddle River, New Jersey, Pearson Education Incorporated.